Greetings and welcome to Love and Justice. I'm your host, Kyle Olson. On this week of Thanksgiving, we wanted to pause and take a moment to give thanks to each and every one of you for listening. This podcast has become the talk of the town, and we simply could not have done it without your help and support. We appreciate you sharing and giving your five-star reviews and telling your friends and family and neighbors. Every single time this podcast gets talked about, it helps us inch closer to finally finding justice for Ashley. We'll be back next Thursday with our next all-new full-length episode that arguably shares some of our biggest bombshell theories yet. But today, please enjoy a special holiday mini-episode where we go to an unexpected place to try and find answers and justice.
Faith is very important. You got to have some kind of belief in, you know. And after this happened, it even got stronger because some of the things that was happening, it's like there's no way this can happen. You know, there's obviously some kind of life after death.
And you say that because you yourself have seen signs that Ashley saw.
I can say I myself have seen Ashley sitting on the top step at our townhouse. And it was crazy because I was getting up middle of the night just to go to the bathroom. And I'm looking, thinking, you know, it was just for a moment. And it's like, was that real? Did I see that? The next morning, our cat's walking through where I was getting ready for work. And the cat walks through, and I'm like, oh, Gemma, was that Ashley sitting on the top step last night? As soon as I said it, the fan above my head went on.
What do those moments mean to you?
To me, I know that Ashley's still with us. But
that's important.
Yeah.
Imagine your loved one dying, and over 13 years later, the case is still cold. You've gone down so many paths to find answers, but nothing seems to be working. You feel as if you've exhausted all of your options. Sometimes, when we are desperate for answers, we are willing to do anything to get a lead. In the case of a murder mystery, this desperation may lead to going down unconventional avenues to explore unique connections. Since Ashley Love was taken from us over a decade ago, Tammy and Joe Love have tried almost everything to find justice. Today, we can't help but wonder, are our dreams giving us clues that could help bring this case to a close? Many of Ashley's friends, including myself, have had some vivid dreams since Ashley's death. Do these dreams actually mean something? Are there unanswered questions that can be answered as we look deeper into our nighttime slumbers? We get to the bottom of all of this today on a special holiday bonus episode of Love and Justice. Not long ago, I had a dream, a vivid one. You see, when I was back in Milwaukee visiting my hometown, I dreamt that I saw the case files for Ashley's investigation. After I woke up, I couldn't help but wonder if it meant something. As I started talking to others, I realized that I was not alone. So many others have had vivid dreams of Ashley since her death, too. I recently talked to Kia, a good friend of Ashley's, and she shared with me that she's had a number of dreams that involve Ashley since the night she was murdered, including an extremely vivid dream that happened only 1 month after Ashley was killed.
I will never forget the first dream I've had with her. She came in a dream. We were having a conversation like, you know, are you okay? Are you hurt? Anything like that. But the one question I did remember asking, and I remember this completely. How did you die? And she didn't tell me. She showed me. I was her. I was looking through her eyes. That's how it felt. She woke up. It was like 1 or 2 in the morning. And she woke up to a voice that was calling her name. And it was like a whisper. Next thing I know, I opened my eyes and realized that I was shot. The feeling behind it, just seeing it like that, she didn't want to tell me. She rather had showed me. I woke up so fast to make sure I was okay. I woke up crying. That's one dream I can never get out of my head and definitely can never put behind me. Maybe that was her last moment. Somebody calling her name. Dreams should definitely be taken seriously because it felt so real. It didn't even feel like a dream. It just felt like it was a dream that turned into a nightmare, but it felt so real. It felt like I was really there. I can't explain how, but just it felt so realistic. Like if you touch your hand, it feels real. That's how real it felt.
Dreams, by definition, are mental experiences that occur while we are asleep. But for so many of us, they feel like so much more. Kia isn't the only person that I've talked to since starting this podcast who's had a dream about Ashley. Alyssa, a friend of Ashley's, also recalls a dream experience that she had more recently.
It was very vivid. Ashley and I were kind of hiding in the hallway, and she's like, someone's in the room and they're apologizing to the girl. And we're just listening. And she's like, that person took my life. We're just quiet. And there was a little peep of a door and there was light in there. And she was telling me that that's the person who did that to her. And they're fighting. And it's almost like her killer was trying to explain himself to someone else he loved. I just started crying because I don't know how to process it. Why did she grab me in my dream and tell me that there is somebody arguing about her death with her?
Alyssa found peace with her dreams, and as she shared with me, even ended up telling the investigators about them.
I remember the cops calling me wanting to know details. Me and the cops talked for a while about the dream and the details. That was kind of scary. I feel like I had that dream because she knew we were supposed to have a connection, a stronger one. It was like her visiting me saying, it's okay, I'm fine.
Ashley's favorite books were the Harry Potter series. One quote that I think is appropriate to bring up here is a quote from Dumbledore himself. He says, quote, "Of course it's all happening in your head, but why on earth should that mean it's not real?" It's often hard to differentiate dreams from reality. Was Ashley really visiting Alyssa to tell her that she was fine? Was Alyssa actually dreaming of potential clues that could be used to solve this case? Could these dreams both vividly be painting portraits of what happened to Ashley? Could this all help the overall investigation? With more questions than answers, I decided to call a good friend of mine, who is a dream expert. Dr. George Vinay is a psychotherapist, writer, and author. He's been providing individual, couple, family, and group psychotherapy for over 25 years and has extensive knowledge of dreams that he incorporates into all that he does. Hi, George. How are you?
Hi, Kyle. How are you?
I am great, and I am really looking forward to digging into this deeper with you today.
Absolutely. It's an honor and a privilege.
I want to start by asking you a little bit about how you landed in the so-called field of dreams and dream studies. Can you share a little bit of that journey with us?
You know, sometimes it feels like your calling calls you. It's not so much that you put in the call. And I remember, I think it was in ninth grade, one had to write your first research paper with the index cards, write down, break it down into topics and paragraphs and themes and this and that. And you could choose it on anything. And I happened to have chosen it on dreams. When I look back on that, it seems rather uncanny because it has really become a great passion, and I care very much for dreaming, and I feel like I've been able to become rather steeped in it and acquainted with those that visit us in our nights. And so I got my degree in clinical psychology. I got my doctorate from the Chicago School of Professional Psychology. My undergrad was a Northwestern in theater. And so they wonderfully combine, because I think entering dreams and learning to speak and listen to dreams language involves really the cultivation of a great deal of imagination and a steeping in culture and myth and traditions and rituals. So that has been my long journey.
And what was it about your dreams that really spoke to you from the time that you were young and throughout your journey of kind of getting your doctorate?
Each one of us can discover that on one's own. Certainly we have belief and we have faith, those that have that experience, but it is quite something to experience directly from your own dreaming life all the strange unfoldings and musings and reflections and revelations and hintings and promptings and paranormal things. You then get authorized in your own personal experience and develop a conviction out of that.
That's incredible. All right, so here's my million-dollar question. Why do we dream?
Why do we dream? I think dreams are some sort of comforting, consoling, wisdom-bringing gift from the very source and roots of all that is, all that has come into visible manifestation in this earthly and visible physical realm. I could go into all sorts of explanations, scientific, etc., but I think the best is to approach it all as a tremendous mystery. And when you're dealing with a mystery, you approach it with great caution, regard, attentiveness, attunement, openness, and let the mystery itself speak to you. Why do these dreams come to you? Why are you having this particular dream at this particular moment? And let the dream figures and the dream's images be your own instructor.
Do you think that the dreams we have share any significance or meaning?
I absolutely have the conviction that dreams possess meaning. I think now and then I run across different notions of what dreams are, that they're the processing of remains of the day to just remove it from the body, from the neurons, from the memory, and also that they're just random.
When people that we've talked to on this podcast, who are friends and family of Ashley, have dreams about Ashley, what does this mean? How is this connecting us to Ashley? When somebody has a dream about someone who is no longer with us, what are we to make of that?
I think our modern notion of humanity is exclusively composed of the living. But there are many, many traditions and cultures that acknowledge and know that the human community consists of the ancestors or the dead, the ones who have gone before us, as well as the unborn that are coming into the world, and us. So there is a larger community. I've often mused on the word understanding. To understand means to go down to the realm underneath the visual or the visible and join those who have passed and see through their wisdom. I think in every particular situation, what's occurring between the one dreaming and the departed one visiting, there's something unique about that exchange. it could be that the one who has passed is needing something from us, some information or some understanding, or merely to be deeply remembered with feeling, with our heart, that they meant something and that they continue to live in our psyche and in our souls.
This is a theme that is addressed in a very popular recent Disney movie called Coco, and it's a huge part of this Mexican tradition behind the Day of the Dead. It's so important that loved ones are remembered long after they have left us.
We need to hold their memories. The dead want to be remembered. However, what if we imagine that just how we remember them isn't the only way they carry on or continue to exist? We focus a lot on the ones left behind, the grief of the one left behind, and how important that is. But I also like to think about those who have died. People are very afraid of death and don't like to really talk about that kind of thing.
So many of us that knew Ashley have had different types of dreams. And in some of them, Ashley is giving us clues as to who might have murdered her. In others, she is speaking to us, or we even see her replaying a memory of something that happened in the past, occurring very vividly in our heads. Should these things be taken seriously, or is this just merely fantasy?
Should we take such dreams seriously? Well, I would give a resounding yes, and once again, approach them with as much courage, interest, respectful curiosity, and contemplative regard, you could say. It's like take the dream and hold it in your heart cup and listen and muse on the images. So if Ashley's appearing and she's saying, then I think it's very helpful to write it down so that you can really revisit the different subtleties of the dream and the details and see where it's going. There's a lovely book by Robert Moss called The Dreamer's Book of the Dead. I just love this book. I think he's written it very sensitively and with great heart, but with a lot of imagination as well. And he lays out and expands on 13 reasons why the dead may visit. I felt that they were so important maybe for our conversation that I thought I would share them with you. 1, the bodies of the dead had not been laid to rest. 2, the dead come to announce their death and show us life after death. 3, the dead come to seek or extend forgiveness. 4, the dead come to settle unfinished business, which we have here. 5, the dead bring a warning or a health advisory. 6, the dead come with helpful information. 7, the dead return as guides and family angels. They're watching over us. They're interested in our unfolding and our well-being and our growing wholeness and healing and joy, right? The unfolding of our calling. 8, the dead come to prepare us for death. 9, the dead want to pass on a message through us. And one always needs to be open to hear what that might be. In this case, someone who's dreaming of Ashley, maybe a message is coming and it comes to them. I mean, who knows why? It's all a great mystery again. 10, the dead come to show us their realm. 11, dead come as guardians and guides. 12, drawn by affinity. And 13, the dead need guidance from us. And when I thought of that one, Ashley's experiences require so much love and regard and holding.
This is all so incredibly fascinating. All of this is so informative for learning more about dreams, and I think this helps a lot of people who specifically have had dreams of Ashley since her death.
For any listener who's lost a loved one, even Ashley's family, may this dream be affirmation and encouragement that, again, they stay connected. They are never gone. They're always with us because love is the bridge. This dream. I'm wondering if maybe we ought to start gathering reports and accounts of specific dreams that people have had of her and bring them together. And then you and I we review them and hear kind of what is coming through. Are there themes that tend to be repeated, even though there are people that are unrelated to each other? Maybe something's coming in that way. Maybe there are a lot of dreams that are talking about hope and healing, and that love conquers all, and that even when somebody passes, and even if it's a hard ending, love still can overcome and transfigure something very dark that cracked the hope heart open. And what poured out wasn't just pain, but rather the opening of this great compassion. Maybe the dreams are coming in that way. Maybe justice is really the predominant theme. And it'd be very interesting to see what is coming in relation to this dear friend of yours.
George, I think this is an absolutely great idea. You know, our hotline is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we also have a website where people can go and message us as well. And I encourage anybody, just like you said, that's had dreams of Ashley to reach out and share those dreams. I think it would be really, really interesting to see if anybody had those dreams. And like you said, it'd be extremely interesting to see if there are any trends that we might be able to find as well.
There might be heart medicine that's wanting to come in to anyone who has had, perchance, a dream of Ashley over this time, or perhaps several dreams even. If you've had a dream, write that dream down and share it with us so that we can gather these dreams and listen with great heartfulness and attunement to see what essential messages and information and details might be coming through as themes across all the dreams. So you may have had a dream or will have a dream after this podcast conversation, and it will be of great value and import for all of us. So please share it.
Dr. George Vinay, I cannot thank you enough for your time and talents today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kyle. It's so noble what you're doing, and it as everything you do, it always comes from the right heart place. And that's why I just love you, brother.
Should dreams be taken seriously in an investigation? Have they been taken into account in previous investigations? Special Agent Sean Smith says they certainly can't hurt.
It's not going to hurt. It can only help. You have to know everything you can possibly know about your victim. Everything, every detail. And that, I believe, at some point will give you an answer.
Next week, Love and Justice returns with an all-new full-length episode. And trust me when I say, you're not going to want to miss it. Love and Justice is an official podcast of Magic Lamp Productions and is recorded all over the United States of America. This episode was executive produced, directed, and hosted by me, Kyle Olson. Co-executive producer, Noel Kane. Segment producer, Jessica Solomon. Producer, Mattia Rose. Associate producer, Miranda Schmidt. Editing by Cody Crabb. Production assistant, Natalie Izquierdo. A very special thanks to Tammy, Joe, Anthony, and Alex Love. Additional special thanks to Teresa Brockman, Terry Love, and Third Wheel Podcast Studio Los Angeles. If you have clues, this is your cue to give us a call on our hotline. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call our tip line, which is now live, at 323-591-9339. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and rate it 5 stars. Every single review greatly helps our exposure and increases the odds that more people will listen, which will help get this case solved. So please, rate this podcast and share it with your friends today. It only takes a quick minute. Somebody knows something. Maybe not everything, but something. Chances are that somebody is in Milwaukee right now. It could be you. There is a cash reward of $5,000 for information provided that leads to the conviction of Ashley Love's killer or killers. Thanks for your support, and thanks for listening.